Hi, everyone. This is new and different for me, so I'm really excited. When I was in prayer, I was asking the Lord, because he put this on my heart to pray, to speak tonight. And I was thinking, I was just asking him my testimony. And he reminded me of his faithfulness. In Psalms 91, verse 4, it says, his faithfulness, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you'll find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your buckler. And that got me through so much. Being in and out of the hospital for 4 years, not knowing and doubting and questioning if I was going to be healed, he reminded me of his faithfulness, that he always was there, always ready. And he did heal me after that journey. And it took a year for me to actually believe it, to receive it. I kept doubting. I kept asking the Lord, what if it comes back? What if that pain comes back? And he was always faithful, no matter through the doubting or the questioning. He was there. He always reminded me, no, you are healed. And in his he was just so wonderful. He was there. He was my counselor, my healer through that entire journey. And then here recently, going into Rhema, that brought so much fear that I didn't realize I had. I knew I had it, but I wasn't ready to deal with it yet. And the Lord took me to Hebrews 11:11, talking about Sarah. I'm going to read it in a couple different translations, but in the first one, King James, it says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to receive or to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who promised. And in the Passion, it said, Sarah's faith embraced God's miracle power to conceive, even though she was barren and was past the age of childbearing. For the authority of her faith rested on the one who made the promise, and she tapped into his faithfulness. And as I was praying and asking the Lord about that, I was like, we tap into his faithfulness. That no matter the trials and the tribulations and the storms, and we waver and we go back and forth, his faithfulness keeps us going. And then I was going back through Genesis and how the covenant, Abraham had the covenant. God gave him the covenant. And it was funny how God gave him the covenant, and then it was a vision. And then he went back, and I'm like, he must have gone back and told Sarah how, here, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have a child. And then for her not to have a child for so many years, and then he comes in and says, hey, you're going to have a child. And then years go by, Hagar gets pregnant. She still doesn't have a child. And then God comes back and says to Abraham again, you're going to have a child. His name's going to be Isaac. And the promise in the covenant's going to be through him. And even Abraham laughed. He fell on his face laughing. And then, but yet he still believed God. And then in Genesis 17, God comes in and says, and talks to Abraham and says, this time next year, Sarah's going to have a child. And Sarah laughs. And God calls her out, she's like, you laughed. Why? Because she was afraid. And how many times do we do that? God calls us out and says, the promise is coming. The promise is here. It's on its way. But yet we laugh and we're like, but Lord, how can it? Why is it? Look at all the stuff that has happened in my life. Why would it still come? And even though God called it out, he had to. He had to call out the fear. And recently the Lord did that in my life too. He had to call out the fear that I had. And it was hard, and I had a choice, just like Sarah. She had a choice to decide. Was she going to grab hold and tap into God's faithfulness and believe, or was she going to hide behind the walls that she had around herself, holding her back from that promise? And I just want to encourage all of you guys tonight as well, that God is faithful no matter what you're going through, no matter your season, no matter what looks like is around you. His faithfulness is always there, but we have a choice. Are we going to grab hold of that promise? Are we going to grab hold even though our situations say it shouldn't happen? Because the Lord has been faithful. He He brought me friends when I didn't think I was going to have friends. I went many, many years afraid in my house, hidden, and praying for the Lord to bring friends, but not ready for friends. And he knew that, but yet he kept me praying and praying and praying. And then when I took that step to go to Rhema, the Lord faithfully brought my friends one by one. And I am stronger now that I have them in my life. And I didn't even know that I fully needed them and what they had to bring into my life. And so I'm thankful that even though through the challenges I went through, it brought strength and it brought the testimony that the Lord is faithful.